Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 561 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Scott.
Hey, Pat, this is Scott McMullen. I have a local podcast called the Annapolis Podcast. You can find it on Facebook. And my question to you is, editing the sound, editing the audio, should I do it myself or should I hire out someone else to do it? I've been having some ups and downs and it's been all over the place. So I wanted to try to make it consistent. So is this something I should learn myself or should I outsource it out? Thanks for all your help and everything that you do, Pat. Love you so much. You're the best. Awesome. Bye.
Hey, Scott, Pat here, and I'm so thankful for this question. It reminds me of the first 4 years that I did my podcast on my own. I edited 100-something episodes completely on my own. I even did the show notes and, you know, all that stuff. And I am so thankful now that I have a team that has helped me put my show together. When I started Ask Pat, that was the first time I worked with somebody to help me put my show together and have somebody edit my show. And I want to thank Mindy, who's on the other end, listening right now, editing this show as we speak, or as I speak at least, and you're listening to the final product of that. So Mindy, you're awesome. Thank you so much. And I will say that working with somebody else to do the editing and do all this stuff, it's opened up so much more time, but also it's done much better than I could do myself. And if you're just starting out, and if you have the resources to do it, I would indeed hire out services to do that. But I will say that a lot of people don't have that opportunity in the beginning and to hire out, and they have to do it on their own, which is okay. It can be done. It's not very difficult once you get going. When you're just getting started, you're kind of entering this new world, and you have no idea what you're doing, and you know it kind of starts to make sense after a little bit where there's different tracks, and you can overlay things, and you can edit and split and cut, and honestly, it's a lot of work. So if you do have the resources, I would hire out. Where do you go to find people? Well, I know a few people, so there's 24 Sound, it's all spelled out, 24, F-O-U-R, sound.com, and that is my friend Toby, who edits the Smart Passive Income podcast. He's available for hire, too. Also, the good people at musicradiocreative.com, they do a lot of jingles. They did the jingle for Ask Pat. They also do podcast editing, too, and you could also find people on places like Upwork.com. Again, that's Upwork.com, or you can go through your network, and that's how, you know, I was able to find Mindy and a few other people who have helped edit my show too. So there's a lot of options out there for finding the right people. Now, one thing you could do, if some of those more professional services might be a little over your budget, what you might be able to do is start out on your own, kind of like how I did. And that was nice because I got to see how it worked and I got to see the process. And I know a lot of people, I didn't do this. I could have, but I didn't. I could have learned that process and then written every part of that process down step by step, create what's called a standard operating procedure or a checklist, essentially just, you know, do this, do this, do this, do this, the whole process. Once you got it all nailed down, you can then hire somebody and teach them to do it for you. And if it's done in a way where it's templated and it's pretty much the same every time except for your recording, it can be quite easy to hand it off to somebody else. Even somebody, for example, in the Philippines, a VA, a virtual assistant, that's going to be significantly cheaper than a professional studio or somebody who edits for a living here in the US or local to you, for example. So in the Philippines, for example, which is where you would normally get a VA, that's I mean, we've talked about VAs before here on Ask Pat. I've talked about it on Smart Passive Income. My good friend Chris Ducker is in the Philippines. He has VAs. He has a service actually called Virtual Staff Finder, which you could find VAs through. They do, it's like a headhunter service. They vet and find the best VAs for you. But you can train someone. So if you go through this whole process yourself in the beginning, you can then write down all those steps, or better yet, even record videos of yourself doing that, and then hand those instructions off to somebody to then do your episodes from that point forward in the way that you want to. You don't necessarily need to be a professional sound engineer to figure all this out. A lot of what is necessary for podcasting is pretty basic once you get into it. But like I said, when you start out, it's going to be a interesting world. But I would definitely also recommend YouTube. If you're just starting out and you need some training, YouTube is a great way to go about it. And you can even check out my podcasting tutorial at podcastingtutorial.com. That'll give you some good information when you get started. Everything from equipment to editing software to recording tips and the whole nine. So, Scott, I hope that answers your question. And for you and everybody else out there who has a podcast, love you guys. Just keep pushing forward with your show. Podcasting is still growing and going well. It's still the Wild Wild West, too, which is pretty cool. So keep going. Scott, thank you so much for your question today. I appreciate it and you. And because of that, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to thank everybody else out there who's asking questions, because obviously the show wouldn't exist without your questions. So if you have a question that you'd like to ask, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there, and I'd love to potentially feature your voicemail question here on the show and send you an Ask Pat t-shirt too. Now to finish off, I'd love to end each episode with a quote, and this quote is from somebody unknown, but I love it, and this is, "I'm not weird. I'm a limited edition." I love that. That's a sweet quote. I'm going to have to see if I could dig up who said that, because that's fantastic. It's funny. Every time I think about weird, I think about the time my son came home from preschool one day, and he said that somebody in his school had called him weird. And when he told this to me, I said, "Good. You know what? Because you are weird." And he gave me this funny look. You might be thinking, what? That's like bad parenting. No, but I said, you know what? You are weird, because that means you're unique. You're different. You stand out. You're weird is what makes you unique. So know what makes you weird, because that's what makes you special. And that's what I told him. And I wish somebody had told me that, because I was considered weird when I was a kid. And here I am now. So weird is what makes you special. Embrace it and know that it is what makes you a limited edition. It's what makes us unique, and that's what we really need to stand out, especially in this online world. So that's the last message. Cheers. Thanks so much, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.